So let's go back to the question of last week. What makes you happy? And whatever list you came up with, or right now, brand new, fresh, what makes you happy? Now, take probably the first thing that came. Actually, it doesn't matter. Pick a thing that makes you happy. And then ask yourself, is it true? Does it actually make me happy? There's no right or wrong here. We're not looking for self-deception. That's not the point. So it's an honest question. Does it really make me happy? And that question should actually open a gateway for what am I looking for? What is wanting to happen? What am I looking for? What is unsatisfied? You know, that type of gateway. Okay, so just be with that for a moment. Stay with the something, whatever it was, the dog, the garden, ha friendship, music, whatever it was. And then we ask, does that something, is that something actually what's making us happy? And the answer might be yes. The answer might be no, not really. So that opens a gateway of what is it that we're looking for? What is it that we are wanting? So just sit with that for a moment. Let it percolate. And you might be finding already that the something that percolates forward again opens to another that percolates forward deeper, deeper as a natural. Yes, it's a form of excavation, but it's more what is real. What is really the set of emotions, the set of relationship, etc., that is actually being sought and desired? So that we feel happy. Now, two things might already be resulting. One is a quietened, open mind, and the other is a possibly an insight, a new understanding, a freshness of understanding. And there could be lots of other things for you that are along those two lines, probably. So just be with that. Be with the initial results. And again, is there happiness there? Is there joy? Is there contentment? Is there maybe even gratification? I don't know. Is there something like that? Those qualities. And it's possible that contentment or happiness has also opened or expanded into equanimity, or depending on something, the insight, the etc., has expanded into a euphoria, almost a bliss. They're equal. You know, one isn't better than the other at all, not at all. They're equal. Now, please take a long, slow, deep breath. Sit up well, sit straight, and review for yourself what we just did and what the results were, the incremental results and the end result of what was your state. Review the whole thing. We started with what makes you happy. The review probably also has opened into a spaciousness. And a certain clarity, openness, and ease. So once again, we see that by using the mind in a, we've done this type of thing many, many, many times. And the end result is, over 90% of the time, brings a contemplative or meditative state, calms and clears the mind, brings us usually some sort of working insight or a working understanding that is deeper, not superficial, and it is useful. The insight or understanding is useful personally, gives us usually the same idea for others, because all beings are like myself. We're all human here, if we're talking about human beings. That it's a universal, it has a universal quality. What and application. You find that, okay, even if the application is smile, take a long, slow, deep breath, and know that the immediate reaction or the superficial label or projection is fundamentally incorrect, and we know that because over and over and over again in our morning practice, when we do something like this, never does the initial something stand? There is always more. Call it mandala, call it dropping in, call it real, call it truth, call it whatever we want. We smile. We smile. We take a long, so deep breath. In this moment. In this nowness, feel our body, straighten our back and shoulders, and now be here now. And all the analysis is gone because now is now. That was it. The insight is inside us and it will come forward as necessary. The understanding is now there. But now is now. The past is gone. Its perfume remains inside us, its workings remain. But we're not using them now, so it's gone. We just sit in this freshness of the now. And maybe that alone is giving you a feeling of happiness or satiety or contentment, ease, the now, present, here. We sit in spacious clarity. We are attentive because that's the nature of our mind. It is to be attentive, which is why it so easily gets distracted. It's always wanting to attend the latest bauble or sparkly thing. And that's what thoughts are. And emotions are, and reactions are. They're sparkly. They bounce. And the mind fate follows them, chases them. They're sparkly and they bounce. So we are even and hold ourselves in that evenness of awareness, presence, nowness. Breathing in, breathing out. We take a long, so deep breath, breathing with all beings, all of planet Earth and our mother. May all beings have happiness, deep happiness, lasting happiness, and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, all manner of suffering, and the causes of suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom within, because there lies the causes of happiness and the cessation of the causes of suffering. May all beings abide in spacious, bright, clear equanimity and peace, contentment, deep abiding contentment, because it's from within. Ooh. Love you. Love you Use these inquiries. Please take them off the cushion and be happy. Love you all.